This episode of Guns Blazing is brought to you by the people at 3Chi. 3Chi is the industry leader in Delta-8 THC products. Delta-8 is a federally legal version of THC and is a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you an amazing buzz and a great body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. So go to 3Chi.com to shop for Delta-8 edibles like cookies and gummies, or to shop for vapes, tinctures, gummies, and oils that can be used to make your own homemade edibles. Use code GUNS21, G-U-N-S, the numbers 21, at checkout to receive 5% off your order. That's code GUNS21 at checkout to receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
We're being invaded by stink bugs in Toddtown.
Oh, shit.
Specifically, Shedtown is taking a big hit with these stink bugs. But now they're in the house. You know, we kind of live in the woods. Mm-hmm. And these stink bugs, this time of year, a major, major problem. And my lady, who's operating currently for work out of her office shed, she's taking the brunt of it. Mm. She's freaking out because
this goes out to her.
Nice.
That goes out to Angie.
Stink bugs look like tiny dinosaurs, like the Ankylosaurus.
Mm-hmm. One of the more popular dinosaurs, the Ankylosaurus.
Exactly. And they are just menacing. I mean, they just crawl around, they look prehistoric. They're about the size of a dime, I would say. And they find their way in everywhere. Now, the problem is when you squish a stink bug, it releases the stink that attracts more stink bugs.
So is that where they get the name?
Yeah, they actually stink. Now, the good part about this is now, currently, Angie can't tell the difference between a dead stink bug and my farts.
Ooh, good one.
So I'm just letting them loose constantly. And then she's just wandering around looking for dead stink bugs. But the bad side is we got fucking stink bugs everywhere. There's not, at any given point, I can take a walk through this house, find four, a minimum of four on the walls, just sitting there. I can go to her office, find another four. I can look all around the exterior of my house and find about 20. That's how bad these things are.
What's the move here? What's the move?
I don't know.
Who are you calling in the house? You got to call somebody that wears a one-piece suit that zips up in the front and has some sort of backpack with a hose that goes to some sort of apparatus in their hand.
I need John Goodman from Arachnophobia.
Exactly.
Some dude come in with the backpack and spray the whole yard, drop freaking little stink bomb grenades, little landmines for them to step on, and then poof, you know. I need to equip this play. I need to set up a perimeter defense against these stink bugs.
If you have any advice for Uncle Todd here and you're a listener, just shoot, hit us on whatever social media is working at the time. If it's Twitter and it's working, do that. If the other ones are back to working, then you can use them. But right now they're not. This is last night, obviously, if you're listening this morning. But listen, Todd might, he needs some help. He got some stink bug problems. And obviously somebody has to be a guy in a one piece suit, Todd. I don't trust the Orkin man, the Orkin guys, they're good, but they should move to the one piece suit. I think they go with the two piece. They go with the polo, the white polo. They try to look real professional instead of fucking ready to fuck bugs up. You know what I mean? I don't want a guy running the Orkin front desk. I want a fucking guy in an Orkin one piece, bro, with a backpack on. I'm talking, Ghostbusters level action, fucking up bugs, bug busters. Let's go. That's the move. Open up an insect killer company and call it Bug Busters and make all your guys wear the one-piece suit.
I want the Navy SEALs of exterminators. I want special forces exterminators out here. Yeah. I need specialists. A team that specializes in You know, we're not talking termites or spiders or any of the ordinary household insect pests.
Yeah.
We're talking stink bugs. It's a whole different ballgame. I need a specialist. If you know one, hit us up. Hashtag stink bugs.
Also, that would be another great company is a company that rolls in like it's a military unit. And they fucking offload in the trucks like the SWAT team style, military style. You know what I mean? Single file line, unload, you know, comb the perimeter, set traps, murder bugs, and then extraction. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. And you mentioned this. Like currently right now where we're recording, there is a major Facebook outage. It's affecting Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger, anything that's owned and operated by Facebook, and it's a big freaking deal. It's affected over 7 billion users across the world.
Let me tell you something about the deals. Okay, there's small deals, there's good deals, there's fat quick deals, there's big deals, and this is a big deal. We've got an all out outage.
As of right now, they don't know what the fuck's going on. Now,
somebody in Russia, somebody in North Korea or whatever, they're laughing their nuts off. I wonder how the internet is at the high for the high ups in North Korea.
Well, it's,
I wonder if we took a speed test over to the North Korean palace, to the fucking King Jong-un's palace. I wonder if it would be over 300 meg speeds for, 200 upload.
Absolutely. I'm going to venture to guess he has some of the fastest internet. He and Moscow, have some of the fastest internet available. And they that obviously.
Somebody had to run the ground. So we're talking satellite. We're not going. He's not hardwired in, is he?
I don't know. He could be. They might have run. All these missiles could have been a distraction while they were running underground cable through the floor of the ocean, the bottom of the ocean. Over to Russia.
Yeah, Kazakhstan.
I think maybe they touch. I don't know my geography that well, but I do know my internet. And I'm thinking that they have accomplished a way to get the fastest internet. And obviously, whoever is running their little secretive shit over there just walks through our fucking firewalls like they're nothing.
Yeah, you got a fire retardant suit.
Yeah.
Like a firewalls retardant suit.
It might as well not be there. I mean, it might as well just be a cloud, just a vapor, just air vapor. Oh, you can't get through our air vapor cloud. Yes, I can. I'll just walk through it and hold my breath.
How about that?
And that's what they're doing. Breath. Right now, we're under attack. An operation like Facebook just doesn't fucking, somebody didn't just trip over a cord and unplug something.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that. Somebody from the outside went in there and infiltrated it and shut her shit down.
We're talking about a full infiltration here.
Mm-hmm. And it's maybe to keep us from spreading information while they're cooking up something.
And remember, this is a big deal. This ain't a regular deal. This ain't a good deal. This ain't a bad deal. This ain't an okay deal. This is a big deal.
A big deal. It's big a big deal. Look, everybody's just running around like bumping into each other right now. Nobody knows what to do. I can't get on Facebook or Instagram. What am I going to do? I can't run my life.
People are showing their cocks on TikTok just because they can right now.
It's eating.
I saw five cocks on my feed before I came in here.
See, that's what's happening.
Of guys just whipping around their cocks because all the other ones are down.
All it is North Korea and I think the Russians work together to shut this down. Mm-hmm. And then before long, when it comes back up, all we're going to see are two North Korean dudes and one Russian dude naked doing a helicopter. And that's all you're going to be able to see on Instagram and Facebook for like 14 days until Zuckerberg can figure this out.
I hope they have like parody drones that when you can fly from the side, so that way the drone can be a person and then the little wing of the drone can be a cock. And then when it takes off, it's just a spinning cock, but it's a drone.
I love that. I love that idea. Now, this is a
little gag gift, if you will.
This is one hypothesis we're talking about. Obviously, the other option, the only other option, is God shut it down. He's tired of the political division that's been created over Facebook and Instagram and the other social media platforms. And he just reached down and he fucking pulled the plug out of the wall himself.
From what I understand, people in Facebook, they're talking to senators and shit right now. There's some shit popping off. Maybe they've done this themselves so they can fucking dump files that the FBI wants to raid in there and get. But they just say, we had a breakdown or a shutdown or a You know, we had a whatever. We've crashed, quote unquote, crashed.
Oops, we lost a bunch of data.
Yeah, because you know, right after 9/11 is when the Pentagon announced that they had somehow misplaced 11 trill. So you do the math.
So was someone about to get to the bottom of 9/11, and then Facebook just decided, "Oops, too much heat in the kitchen. I'm gonna get the fuck out." Boom, crashed the damn servers, shut down the whole operation, started dumping data like they were turds.
Imagine how many people, let's say that, because I watched a documentary, on 9/11, right? It was about a woman who's basically, this woman is like a physicist and all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But her point was this, you know, her point was, where were all the stuff? Like, okay, let's say they bent, right? They all burnt and bent.
Mm-hmm.
Metal doesn't just turn to dust. We're talking about 210-story buildings, 220 stories, and there ain't even that much stuff on the ground. Like, it should have made a big fucking pile at the bottom when you have, you know, what was that? Eight, but I think that was at least two city blocks of a building each direction, right? That's eight blocks of metal that go 110 stories in the sky.
Yeah.
Where's all that metal?
Oh.
All we saw was a very small amount of debris, and somehow they found a fucking passport of one of the you know, the murderers on the hijackers. I'm not trying to hijack this conversation, Todd, but I just do want to say that the one point that I really enjoyed this lady said was, where, and it was so long, I only watched halfway. It was a couple weeks ago. But I got to the point where basically she's saying there could be a technology that can evaporate metal as we know it.
Because so much shit out there we don't know.
There should have been 110 stories of fucking beams and shit in a pile, bro, and there was a big hole in the ground, and there was only some beams down there,
dude. That's
like, where the fuck are the beams at from all them buildings and building 7 that came down?
That's just the tip of the iceberg. You haven't even seen the big documentary then. Did you see the big one that came out?
No.
Okay, so look this up. You need to watch this immediately. It's called Reno 9/11 in Miami. So what happened, it looks like what the true story of what happened was, there was some kind of epidemic and all the police in Miami got sick and couldn't police the city of Miami. So they brought in these inept fumbling cops from Reno that don't know what in the fuck they're doing, and had them,
I thought you were fucking with me,
police all of Miami.
Was Nick Swardson in there?
Nick Swardson was in it. He was roller skating these real tight shorts.
Well, listen, if you got a fucking sack on you, better throw it down when you take off on foot if he's chasing you. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to get caught and you're going to get rung up on some charges.
Everybody watch that at home. It's called Reno 9/11 in Miami.
That's fucking hilarious.
It's got shit in there you've never heard about that's related to these terror attacks.
Everything always seems to go back to 9/11 somehow.
It always does, right? Dude, like I have this thing, and this is fucking true. I've been saying this for years.
What level thing is this? Like a level 10 thing?
It's one of those things you can't quite explain. You know it has meaning and significance, but you don't know why. Like, why this is happening? It obviously has some kind of meaning. But I've been telling Chris Bowers, our buddy, this for years, literally years. Every time, at least every other time, I look over at a clock, it's 9/11. Whether it's 9/11 in the morning, 9/11 at night. I'll be driving in my car like, oh, I better look at the clock, see what time it is. 9/11.
9/11.
Twice a day. My internal clock says, look at the clock twice a day, and it's spot on at 9/11. Why is that?
It's on a 12-hour alarm system, and it happens to fall right at 9/11.
Is there something I'm supposed to be finding? Is there something I'm supposed to be disclosing, uncovering, unearthing for the world to know?
I'll tell you what, you can't rule it out, man. I'm trying to find the connection because I've always been curious about Building 7. Like, if the buildings fell down on themselves and nothing fell over on top of Building 7, and if you don't know what Building 7 is, it was a third building. It was a 48-story building right across the street from, or two blocks or whatever, from the World Trade Center, and it just fell also, like, later that day. It just happened to also just come crumbling down in perfect implosion fashion. And again, a lot of people don't even know there was a third building that went down because it was only 47 stories.
Well, now there's something else brewing.
What else?
I mean, that, you know, is still on a lot of the events surrounding that are still unexplained. And now we have something else on the precipice. Obviously, Facebook does not go down by accident.
No.
It's quite possible no one will ever even hear this podcast because shit might hit the fan here in just a few hours. And this wouldn't go out until 5 a.m. the following day. So technology, as we know it, may cease before then. We might be living in the Stone Ages by 5 a.m. tomorrow. We don't know. If that's the case, we'll try to write a bunch of letters.
I'll send you
the same information. We'll send it out with I don't know.
Well, what we'll do is we'll transcribe the podcast into letter form.
Yeah, and just try to mail it out to as many people as possible. It's the only thing I can think to do.
Yeah, then that way they can open it up like they just got a letter. Mm-hmm. We can call that a postcast. Like maybe post.
Maybe we can hire some town criers to travel on horseback because the cars aren't going to work from city to city. On the town square and just basically read our letter transcript of this podcast.
And also, we could maybe have a little after that little time pass after the people who missed that town square, you know, reading of, you know, those remarks, if you will. We could have a little boy that wears one of those hats crooked and then he says, get your podcast here. But he says, get your podcast here.
Podcast, mister. Podcast. Two bits.
Podcast. Postcast, mister.
2 bits. Sign up for Patreon for 4 bits.
He has to have some sort of
get bonus content.
Sort of wooden leather shoe, I would say. A good calf, mid-calf sock.
Mm-hmm.
Some of dark color.
Oh, yeah, with the knickers.
Yeah.
The stop at the knee.
Uh-huh. Mm. Tell you what, though, 9/11.
Can't stop us. We'll find a way to disseminate the information.
Mm-hmm.
9/11's wild. I'm wondering if we're not on the precipice of something similar now.
By the way.
What's happening currently?
You've dropped precipice twice today, and I am fucking blown away.
I love a good
precipice. I'm blown away by your vocabulary.
I love anything that precedes the main event. The precipice. I don't know why they don't call the undercard to a fight the precipice.
Ooh, the precipice. I'm fighting the precipice fight. What's the fight before the main fight.
That's what happens. You're being on the edge of what happens right before the main event, right?
So that's like the middle act. All features could be the precipice.
I was the precipice for several years before becoming the main event.
You're a big main event guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I went to the big main event this weekend.
What was that?
I was in my first ACL regionals tournament.
Woo!
I took second in doubles of the whole fucking the whole conference.
Damn!
That's people traveled for 4 hours. It was the Northeast Conference fucking regionals, bro, for the American Cornhole League.
How many people were in it?
There had to have been at least well over 40 teams.
Jesus! And you had to qualify to even get in it, right?
Well, no, you could come in and pay to get in. Okay. I have a platinum membership through the ACL.
Mm-hmm.
That you know you could have as a player. I think it's $100, but it keeps your stats and shit too.
Nice.
So,
you're scratching your back with something? Is that an old timey sexual device?
I could beat myself with this, but it's actually a muddler given to me by Hooter Moreno. It's got the chef logo burned into it, right? Mm. But it's more like a fucking billy club.
Uh-huh. What's a muddler? You know, what's a muddler do?
A muddler is when you have, like, let's say you want to have a drink, like a Moscow Mule. You throw in some mint, you throw in your lime, a little bit of ice in that drink, and then you get the fucking thing, and then you start muddling. That's when they push down into the cocktail, just like this, into the cocktail to muddle it, to get all the fruit flavors and all of the citrus muddled in there. You muddle a good cocktail like this.
It's very sexual what you're doing right now. It very much looks like that device also can be used. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good muddle right there.
Like back in the day, maybe they had those carved out of wood, sanded smooth, obviously. You don't want splinters.
Yeah.
And you muddled your lady with it.
You could probably muddle a little fucking, you know, muffler with this.
Mm-hmm.
Or you muddle a muffler muddler. The muffler muddler.
Mm-hmm. You could use it to pack things into the cavity. Let's say you want to traffic some things into prison to your baby daddy.
Like boom, you have boom, boom, like, boom, boom. kind of like an ass musket, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're loading up, you're packing up your ass musket.
Yeah. You put the contents there at the edge of the cavity and then you pack it down.
You pack it down and you give it a nice, you know what I mean? Like right when you've got it nice and packed in.
Get in the prison and shit it out. Boom. Here's your cell phone.
Boom. There it is. Here's, hey, here's your fucking phone. Fold up. Because now that's going to be really good for prisons. These new phones that are fold up, full screen phones that fold up. Now it's
so much better.
You get double the screen for half the asshole room. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The only reason we still have the old flip phones is strictly for keistering.
Yeah, it's keister situation, bro.
You can't fit.
I took second place in a fucking regional tournament, and I'm pumped about that.
Nice.
Me and my partner played well. I was four bagging nice.
Your partner, give him a shout out, Joe Edcock.
My partner? No. Actually, right? He had to leave and go to Virginia for the funeral for the big homie Alan Rocky Rockwell. Rest in peace to him. What a great guy, great player. It was a very special guy in the community of the cornhole world. He lost a long, well-fought battle with cancer. And you know what? The cornhole community went along with it. Like, we were on for the ride. He was keeping people, like, there was the posts and the, you know, it was just like a journey that everybody in the cornhole world, you know, pro cornhole world kind of took together. And he was a great guy. And so, you know, Trey had some great tweets about, talking about him, and a lot of people did. I've read on Facebook. He will be missed. He was a great guy. Just someone that you could strive to be like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Tragic story. Fuck cancer. It doesn't discriminate. Takes the good and the bad. Doesn't care. Just rolls through, similar to a Facebook outage.
Yeah, so Joe went there. So I had my buddy Mike Groff on my team. He's a part of my league. He's in a couple leagues I play in on Tuesday and Wednesdays with Jersey Shore Cornhole, obviously with the Adcocks. But, you know, any of the bad rounds I had, he picked me up. If he had a bad round, I picked him. And we had perfect timing mostly until we just ran into this fucking 13-year-old kid who just smoked us. He was unbelievable. And his game IQ was unbelievable. His confidence is unbelievable. This fucking kid's going to be a goddamn superstar.
These little kids in their cornhole, dude, just unbelievable. To watch a little kid that has to use his entire body in order to thrust the bag far enough, because they don't let him stand close.
You're talking about Trev Caballero.
All of them. All these 5-6-year-old kids, those two little brothers. I mean.
Yeah. They're through TikTok. One of his TikTok has 12 million.
Just incredible. I mean, it's a full body motion, almost like if you were shot, except it was underhand shot, instead of putting it by your chin, you had to just swing it from the hip and sidearm it, and the bag perfectly flat, perfect spin, boom, all in the hole.
They're incredible. Nuts. But
little kids are like, they got, you know, every generation there's something in their DNA that allows them to achieve shit we can't do. Like Bailey's generation, my son's generation, boom, just picked up technology, not a problem. Computers, whatever. Oh, you can't log in right here? Let me show you how to take the computer apart, rebuild it so it's 8 times as fast. Oh, you're 7. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now what's happening with cornhole? These kids are coming out of the vagina just knowing instinctively what to do with this fucking bag that weighs a quarter of their body weight.
And it pisses me off this game because I'll start missing. I go, what am I fucking doing? A 5-year-old kid can do this. Christ, Latham, get it together. I'm a real hard coach on myself.
And it's true.
I'm like, they dude, can. we got 80-year-olds in here. We got fucking every walk of life. You're telling me I can't hit the fucking hole, you pussy? I'll yell at myself. I'm like,
I'll do
fuck
the
off.
Same thing. I'll go in a stretch like, boom, 4-bagger. Boom, 4-bagger. Fucking 3 off the board. I'm like, yep. What the fuck is happening? How can you go from that to that? And then go like in a stretch for like an hour where I can't find the fucking hole.
Yeah, what we had happening? A lot of dirty games, a lot of muddied up boards, you know, honestly, bro, the first bag block on a non-pro, it can be it really throws them off.
Fuck yeah, it does.
Like I push right through it like I don't even see it. Like I go at that bag like, fuck your bag. And I take them both in like, no, I'm going to take yours and mine in. Okay, I'll do us both a favor. Your turn again. Do it again. I'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, obviously go for the airmail on the last one. But I had a couple of nice airmail drags and games. You know, I practice is fucking working, bro. I'm playing better and I'm pumped for it. You know, but Dayton, I will be in Dayton, Ohio now, October 22nd and 23rd. Let's not forget that, guys. Okay.
Let's not forget it. I'll be there the following week on Friday, the 29th.
Oh, okay.
The night before Halloween. They had a hole, called me. I filled it. That's what I do. I fill holes.
Yeah, you're a big hole filler.
Big hole filler. That's my place in comedy right now. Hole filler.
Well, you'll fill, and you will fill holes all over the country. You'll fill holes in St. Louis. You'll fill holes in Dayton. You know what I mean? Louisville.
I'll go anywhere to fill a hole. I don't care. You got a hole? Pop. Let me know. I'll come fill it.
Here comes Uncle Todd. Fill it right up.
I'm also going to be in Jeffersonville, Indiana the following weekend.
Oh, okay.
Just on the north side of the river from Louisville, guys. Two shows.
Call Dangerous Dan, bro. He'll come out. I'll tell
him. I'm going to call him for sure.
We hung out a couple times. He came to shows. Had a good time.
I want to go throw bags with him.
Yeah.
I wanted to.
Take your boards with you in your truck.
I should.
That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I had my boards with me. I was playing in parking lots.
Nice.
I played in the fucking, because they put, well, the hotel in Louisville puts you, the club in Louisville puts you in that fucking hotel, you know, 10 miles outside of town.
Right.
And so I was just like, what are you going to fucking do here, dude? You know, so I just put my boards out two of the days.
Nice. Easily.
Because I was here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, came home Sunday. So I had boards out Friday and Saturday in the parking lot in the fucking hotel in the afternoon.
Love it. Danger Stan, I'll also come to your house. If you want to get beat on your home turf, let me know. I'll bring my bags.
Yeah. Anybody, calling anybody in the Dayton area, if you want to get worked in Cornell, October 22nd or 23rd, come out. I will muddle your asshole. I will muddle your
bring
asshole.
Bring your muddler.
Bring your money to lose and bring your asshole to get muddled up with my Cornell skills. I caught flip. Okay, so I do Meals on Wheels, like a couple, I don't know. If my girl's at work, I do it for her if it's her day. But it's like maybe 4 days a month, you know, roughly.
My grandpa used to be a Meals on Wheels guy.
Yeah, you know, you just go pick up the meals. You got your little route. Mm-hmm. And I know my route already. I've done it so many times. One of my homies on the route's old Joe over here, you know, around the block from us. I mean, I walk his over. He's my last stop.
Okay.
You know, he's an old school guy. He's an old, you know, he's an old guy and is, you know, great older dude, bro. You know what I mean? Got fun stories. You know, he's just a nice guy. He works. He's like in his 70s. He's over there humping it, just doing some sort of wild manual labor on a regular basis today. But he always, every once in a while, I'd say, I don't know when, before the seasons, after seasons and whatnot, to move shit.
Mm-hmm.
I get the complimentary. I'll hook you with a 12 pack. Come on over and help me move 300-pound, 50-year-old furniture. Some of these wild little fucking kook, you know, underground fucking closets and shit. That was today. I got to do that today. I just went outside. He fucking left me a 12-pack of Corona on the patio.
Nice. That's a good hookup, dude.
Yeah, I went over there. We moved out 20 of his rugs that he has taped up in his garage. He has two garages. Mm. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
He Airbnbs his shit all summer. He goes.
Does he really?
Yeah, because he's fucking 4 blocks from the water, 2 blocks from the beach, right by the main bar restaurant, and it's a dope ass pad. He's got like a 3-bedroom house over there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice lot, you know. Him and his sister live there. They're sweet people. His sister has like what's it when Alzheimer's or something like that. When you forget shit, like she came out today, and you know, I don't really see it that often. So it's, you know, it gives you good perspective of like, you hear about it, but you don't see it often.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she came out of the house and she was like, Joe, I need to go home. He's like, you are home. Just go back on inside and just have a seat. You're home. Like, this is your home, you know?
Yeah. That's sad when you see that happen to people.
I know. But you know, she's still smiling and, you know, and outside of being able to recall certain things or just get kind of obviously get discombobulated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe is there anything good about it though? Like, let's say if you had a rough life or you had a certain life, maybe not really something you'd want to look back on, or maybe some sort of PTSD scenarios unfolded years earlier. Do those all go away because you can't remember?
I don't know. I assume it's different for everybody. That would suck if you only remember that part.
Well,
of your life.
Yeah, that's some fucked up part.
And you forget all the cool shit. Like, God damn it. I fucking won the World Series with a fucking with the ninth inning grand slam with two outs. And I can't remember that. All I remember is fucking, you know, the time that my dog died.
Or the time I got
right in front of me.
I was standing right in front of fucking nine of the enemy and they all blew up with a fucking missile. And I saw body parts flying and I tripped over I slipped on an eyeball. You know what I mean? Like that type of shit.
It's sad. I'm not belittling Alzheimer's. I think it's tragic. No. But here's my point. Let's say you're Kirk Gibson and you don't remember that dinger. All you remember is when you were a kid, your dog breaking off the leash right in front of you, and then semi going right through it.
Or maybe you were in the backcountry somewhere and fucking 400 meters out, there's a guy, he's a sniper. And then he pops, and all you remember is them rounds. Hit us with a round, Todd. That's so fucking... I'll never fucking get tired of that noise you do, bro. One of my favorite... It's one of my favorite noises you do, dude.
I love I need to get... I should get on... if I was in the theater, you know... Like not the theater where you act shit. Like, I'm talking about the theater of war. Uh-huh. I'm in there. I think they should just give me a little fucking microphone, some real powerful speakers, and I would just constantly go.
Yeah, just sound
and then
like-
everybody, the enemy would just duck down and be like, sniper! And then everybody could sneak around to their shit.
I'll tell you what, you got to get them. That's the kind of warfare that we're looking at. By the way, war is about to be over. It's about to be robot on robot. Like, we're on the fucking, we're on the last stretch of the home stretch on that front.
Oh yeah. We'll be,
I mean, this is what's, I think that's what happened. That's how the empires and how the world ends up ending. Cause even if the world ends in the next, whatever, 20 years or whatever, right? The Mayans were pretty fucking close. You know what I mean?
God,
within a 50-year fucking ballpark out of thousands, or whenever they were here thousands and years ago, that's a pretty fucking smooth call. That's, you know, that's still, let's say that's still in the green part of a bullseye. You know what I mean? Might not be the red mark right of the nose, but you're in that little green area for 25 points.
There could be robots marching through the streets right now as this comes out. We don't know what's following up this outage, but it's, you know, obviously the technology is there. They have AI. They can build robots already, the fucking man warehouses that can lift fucking pallets of heavy, heavy shit and put it up.
Not to mention they do fucking TikTok dances together.
The
ones, shit.
The TikTok dancing robots. I mean, it's
how
very
about the ones you can't even push them over, man?
The Weeble Wobble
robots. Like, you can't push them over. Like, you can't push them. Mm-hmm. They got that Segway shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, they have the Segway style motorcycles that don't tip over.
Ooh.
That's fucking,
they should
incredible.
Come out with those right away, because so many people get hurt tipping over their motorcycles.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, that bike, they show a guy pushing the thing, like fucking trying to flip it over, push it with his foot, and nothing. It just stays up, like, fuck you. Fuck
really?
You. Every time you put your foot on it, it pushes, the motorcycle goes, fuck you.
Dude, we are so close to being real life Star Wars.
Yeah, at least it's your son's old incredible. Now. He's an adult. Your son's an adult, so... I just, like, the whole fucking Star Wars is about to break loose. And if there's another technology out there that we're not aware of, like that lady's speaking about in that talk of the documentary or whatever, it's not a documentary, it's just her talking over the slideshow. But if it has an ability to make shit just humongous beams of metal just fucking become dust, we're fucked, man.
It's an evaporation gun. That's all it is. It just fucking makes things evaporate.
Lasers. Fucking laser guns, bro.
I think it's been out there for a long time.
I wonder how many of Inspector Gadget's gadgets are now actual gadgets.
Dude, they're somewhere. There's a whole fucking underground city here with where all this shit exists. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Like, it's, you know, we're going to uncover it sooner or later. All this shit's going to come out. I don't know if they're keeping it, you know, it's all reverse engineering from alien technology. Obviously, we didn't just invent a way to fucking turn giant metal beams into dust. The fucking aliens already had that. They either gave it to us or they crash landed and we developed it from the technology on their spaceship. But either way, we have it and it's hidden underground. And it's just a matter of time before it comes out here. Has it already been used? Was it used in 9/11? We don't know. Was it used in David Copperfield's performance when he made the 747 disappear? We don't know.
As you say this, I will say that my favorite magic trick I ever seen any of those magicians do was when I saw David Blaine push a palm tree over somehow.
Dude, he is amazing.
No, Chris Angel did it, obviously, the most magical of all.
Yeah. Also amazing.
Yeah. I watched the man push a fucking palm tree sideways and I was kind of mind blown. I want to go back and touch that fucking tree. You know, is that a setup? Is it a plant?
Carbonero, no slouch either.
Oh, Carbonero, he has the best creative twist on magic of all the magicians.
Absolutely.
The other guys, they all used to just want to go real big. You know, let me make some big ass shit disappear. Let me do this. Let me fucking go underwater. But Cabanero, he fucking took the twist and he said, let me do magic on these fuck faces that don't even know it.
Let me come in and pretend to be an employee in a clothing store.
Yeah. And
fuck you up. I mean, it's the best.
Dude. The shit he's done. I can't get enough. Watching people absolutely be mind blown and just be fucking just butt fuck their face like that is so nice.
It's the best.
The one where he's like he makes himself somehow go up in a crate. Like he's like a fucking warehouse and then with a new guy and somehow the crate falls and he falls out of it or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
I can't even fathom how he sets these up. I have a friend that works with him. So,
yeah.
I don't want to know. I didn't even try to pry like, hey, tell me how this works or that works. Like, I'd rather just sit there and just be amazed by it. I don't even want to fucking know. But
like you know how people always want to like that. I do follow some magicians on TikTok that kind of reveal some of the cooler tricks,
mm-hmm.
you know, some of the old sleight of hand shit. He obviously doesn't know how to, these fucking bitch ass magicians don't know what the fuck Cabanero's doing, how he does it. And do magicians sit around and watch and think they know? Like, do they try to sit there and speculate? I wonder if like a group of magicians sat around on a fucking group watch of an episode of Cabanero Effect, do they all try to figure out what the fuck he just did there?
I would assume. I mean, you have to, right? For one, he's probably more rich and famous than you, so you want to figure it out on that level. But also, if you're any kind of magician worth his weight in magic, then you're going to have a competitiveness kick in, right? You'll be like, I don't want that motherfucker to be more magic than me.
Yeah. I remember the first time, I think they put a hit out on you if you tell tricks, because remember when that show came out with the guy was telling everybody how the magicians did their tricks? But he dressed up completely black and even wore a black rag over his face, like full ninja mode, not even holes poked in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, I mean, that's some, you know, that's CIA level fucking undercover because he was so nervous of the magic community.
Listen, a lot of people don't know this, but if you Google deep enough, you can find it.
You got to Google deep and hard.
Yeah, John F. Kennedy had revealed some secrets on how Houdini did a lot of his shit and was about to release it before the parade in Dallas.
What a coincidence.
Did that have anything to do with it? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. You know, listen, this is fucking, you know, centuries of secrecy shrouded in centuries of secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck how high you are on a political scale. You try to start dropping dimes, you know, you might accidentally fucking go night, night.
I mean, don't fucking ruin Houdini for us. You know what I mean? Especially back then. That's all we had back then.
We didn't even have
TV that was worth a fuck.
Now you want to fuck up like one of the only two things. They had that. They had the circus. That was when they were still going balls to the wall, fucking animals up.
Mm-hmm.
That's when no one cared about the animals before then.
No one gave a fuck about Barnum and Bailey.
Were like a household name. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You had Barnum and Bailey. Obviously, you had the Globetrotters. You had Houdini. You know, you had like Johnny Cash and stuff.
You had boxing.
Yeah, you had Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
And that was it, man. That was all you had. Yeah, your baseball team or whatever.
It was that and your stupid kids and family just hanging out.
And your fucking garage.
Watching fucking staticky black and white TV.
Yeah, you didn't have good power tools then because none of them were definitely not cordless.
Mm-mm.
You definitely were fucking plugging your drills in. You definitely didn't have a riding lawnmower, at least a good, nice one that you could just turn it on and go.
No, you had to push the stupid thing that just rotated when you pushed it.
Yeah.
Your grass looked like
shitty. I used to have to push a mower like a real fucking man. Not you pussies now, or just you just follow behind it like you're on a little walk and shit, a little cardio. I'm going to get some cardio and pump my arms. I'm going to go pump my arms and walk almost at a certain speed of running, but I don't because then I would be running and I wouldn't be walking.
They got robot mowers now, right? Like the Rumbas or whatever those are.
Yeah, they got the Rumba lawnmower though.
I figure they did.
But I mean, does it just get one of those? I'm pretty sure you just go on the internet, and then you just have to go to a store that sells them and has them online for you to check out, and then they mail it to you.
I don't really have the money for that. Do you think they're running sweepstake ads where I can sign up for something and then enter a drawing?
Some sort of drawing? I bet you there are. I bet you on some sort of website, they're definitely having a drawing on some sort of riding lawnmower style website, a John Deere style website.
Now that I'm talking about it, 10 of those sweepstake ads are going to pop up on my phone, so I don't even have to worry about it. That's the only reason I brought it up, Sean, so that they would be in my feed as soon as we get
there. We do test runs on this. We test our feed.
Normally, there's an outage right now, so we can't. I won't get them right now, but normally that would happen.
They're probably fucking all up in our photos right now, just plunging through, fucking searching, bro.
Oh, that's a good idea. Fuck, I gotta go on there and delete. I can't. I can't delete it. It's an outage. God damn it.
It's an outage.
There's some fucking outage. There's nothing, you know, I have a lot of photos on there where my haircut was not great. I went through this period there where I was refused to give up on these bangs, and I would enjoy those being not revealable, if you will, to anyone in Russia. But I guess if they make it, they make it. And I was really into Affliction shirts. I'd rather they not know that.
Ooh, you were an Affliction shirt guy?
I was a big Affliction shirt guy for probably 2-3 straight years. It was when I was really hardcore in the UFC, and I was just I just wore nothing but Affliction and Couture.
Oof. Couture, I can roll with. That Affliction was tough, bro. I will say this, though. Twitter just tweeted out within the last hour, Twitter support here from the verified account. Sometimes more people than usual use Twitter. We prepare for these moments, but today things didn't go exactly as planned. Some of you may have an issue seeing replies in DMs as a result. This has been fixed. Sorry about that. Twitter over here apologizing because they're taking the fucking heat and picking up all the traffic for all the fuck faces that can't go get on their Facebooks and their Instagrams and their WhatsApps.
Damn it. We should have capitalized on that. But it would have jammed up. They overwhelmed the server. They don't have enough bandwidth to cover the extra 7 billion people being on there at the same time.
It's wild.
Where do they hide all the bandwidth? Like,
where are the servers?
Are we going to have a war over bandwidth at some point?
I think so. I know that California is definitely on the verge of charging Americans to drive like a per mile thing.
Awesome. Can't wait for
that. I know that because, listen, everybody always talks about how expensive California is. Let me tell you something. You don't know about expensive until you come to New York, New Jersey area. You can't – every time you go anywhere on the freeway, you're spending any road trip costs over $15 just to get the fuck out of here. To go into the city, like with – if you have four axles – well, if you have six axles any more than two axles to go into the city, it's like $60. I mean, the bridges, the tunnels, the fucking tolls, the parkways, the freeways, they cost so much. The beach costs $10 to go to.
It's incredible. Like in the same country, you and I are, what, 10 hours apart?
Yeah.
10 hours apart, our worlds are so different. It costs you so much money to drive anywhere, where if you live where I live, you actually make money driving because we have coins that are floating in the air along the road. And when you drive through them, they bling, and it puts money into your account. Mm-hmm. And you have these credits that show up in the lower right-hand corner of your screen. It's just so different. So different.
I tell you what, man.
Sometimes you hit a mushroom and then you get extra lives. So we get what? 10 lives if you're a good driver, good player. And then here you are. If you're in New York, you only get the one life. It's not fair.
It's wild. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's very expensive to go anywhere. Every time I go to fucking Indy, it's probably like $50 before I get out of Pennsylvania.
That's stupid. That's so stupid.
I know.
They got to stop fucking preying on us, man.
It's too late, bro. It's fucked. There's no turning back.
We are.
There's no turning back, Todd. They got us by the balls.
Not until the Civil War. Then it's about the people. The people.
I love how they've been.
People.
I love how they've been putting that in the headlines. Is that like 52% of Republicans or Trump supporters want to fucking secede from the Union and 40% of Biden? Like, everybody shut the fuck up, man. You're not going anywhere, you dummies.
Stupid.
We don't give a fuck what you like or you don't like, man. That's
you're
a
not forming
out.
Your own country, stupids.
And this is on any of you fucking goofs on either side of the political spectrum that is so hardcore about it that you think that you're going to fucking secede from the Union. Fuck off, man.
Stupids.
I mean, can you think of anything worse? And then what? They get invaded, and then who has to come help? You know, like, oh, let's say China decides, oh, okay, well, this state decided to go on for its own. Now it's its own thing. Now we can go there and make a move on it. We can fuck it. It's like a new dude moving into an Italian neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now you got to pay us. You know what I mean? And then it's a fucking war.
I think we just should just build a bunch of gigantic ships, like that movie with John Cusack, which I think was, what was that titled? 2021? It might have been titled 2021, something like a 2011, something like that. Anyway, just giant ships. You know what? And if you don't want to be here, you want to be your own country, just fucking get on the ship. Fucking set sail, motherfucker. Boom.
Set sail,
that
guy.
Way. That way or that way. Either way, get to the water. Fucking, you can take that. We'll drop you off wherever you want. Or just stay on the boat. Live on the boat.
Stay here, buddy.
Supplies there for you.
Or get your own ship.
Get your own ship.
I was looking at, I'm looking at like trying to find a little stream of income, you know, that I can make some dough on that I necessarily don't have to be involved in every day, you know?
Right.
Here's an idea I've been working on. It's called the Triaxle Kid. Boom. You fucking get one of these trucks.
Oh, yeah. It's like
a fucking dump truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get you one of those used, you know, 90K. You fucking hire a couple of drivers. These things are fucking pulling in cash per load day in and day out. And there's a shortage of them in Indiana right now.
Oh,
so you'd be fucking busy. Your truck and your guys will be hammering loads out, putting in 15K, 20K a month on you know, gross, obviously, before payments on insurances and fucking licenses or whatever. And fucking, you know, and labor. But still, I'll take fucking 5-6K a month. You know, on rotation, if it takes 10K to run the business.
Just hiring out your drivers. What do you need hauled? Gravel? Got it. Yeah, mulch?
All you need to do is get juiced in with a couple of fucking construction companies or something that are constantly needing those kind of guys.
Oh, yeah. If there's a shortage, I mean, they're probably fucking paying out the ass, too.
Yeah.
For, like, when they find one. Probably paying double what they used to, which is why it costs so much to build a fucking house right now.
I saw a guy on TikTok, and he bought a dumpster trailer. It's a fucking hydraulic trailer. It's a 16 or 14 by like 7 foot, you know, probably got like six foot walls on it. And it's a hydraulic dump, but it's a trailer. You couldn't get back to your truck.
Yeah.
He takes it for $250 a day, drops it off. And then the next day he comes and picks it up, takes it to the dump. And then they're also responsible for whatever it costs to dump at the dump.
So when people, you're remodeling a house or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just come park that fucking thing. They throw all the drywall. They're tearing
off the 2 tons, 4,000 pounds of stuff.
All the demo goes in that. You come pick it up when they're done, haul it off, and they pay you for that.
Yes. Well, it's $250 a day for the trailer and then whatever it costs to dump. And I know this because the guy said it, but I'm very familiar with the process because I just was in the middle of that operation, get rid of old paint a couple of weeks ago for my girl's dad. And I ended up at a fucking landfill, and you pull the whole truck up on there, and they weigh you, right? Your whole thing. And then you go and dump your shit, and the minimum was $65. Now, there was 18-wheelers going in there with their trailers getting, you know, it was probably 50-foot scales, right?
Absolutely.
So then they weigh your shit. You go dump. You get weighed on the way out, and that's how they know how much shit you had on you, you know? And that's what you pay, however much. The minimum was $65, though. So, you know, whatever it would cost, another $100, $200 to fucking dump off 4,000 pounds of dumb shit.
Whatever it costs, you charge twice that to the fucking construction crew, right? That's how you make your money.
Yeah.
Boom. And I think it's brilliant.
And then half that goes back to the guy that makes the decision. You know what I mean? It's called kickbacks. It's called extortion, Todd.
What if we charge three times what it costs, and then a third of that cost we invest in a couple broad ass dudes with fucking baseball bats.
Yes, sir.
Go over there and do a little convincing that they should use our trash trailer truck.
The guns blazing truck.
Yeah.
The guns blazing dump truck needs to be doing this gig.
We control then before you know it, we control all of the trash pickup for remodels.
There it is.
Waste management for remodels. We're running that.
I was balls deep in research today as far as load cost. You know, like what are they charging per load? I haven't gotten to the bottom of it. But I do know that this could be a good gig. This is an inside tip from a guy that's in the know over there in Indiana. It goes by the name of James Stack.
James.
I brought up to him. I said, what do you think about the idea of buying a couple of these $15,000 fucking hydraulic dumpster trailers? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, nah, man. He goes, a lot of those out there. Go get the fucking triaxle. That's what the world needs right now over here. They need the dump trucks, bro. which is, I think, is the same shit as the fucking trailer, but you can probably roll up in the truck. It looks better. It's more professional when you roll in with the dump truck.
I like it. Now, do you just leave trailer. The whole truck for 2 or 3 days until they're done?
No, I don't know. I would assume they're probably filling it up right there on location with a fucking bucket with a tractor of some sort. You know what
gotcha.
I mean?
Gotcha.
But again, I don't know. I'm still balls deep in my research of this new possible side hustle.
Yeah.
But I it's either buy a house or buy a fucking triaxle for $100,000 and then just try to let it run as a side project. Get a couple of guys that are good drivers, they're reliable. Worst case scenario, I got to fucking hop in there, do a couple loads. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I'll get some lady named Flo to fucking take the calls and dispatch it all.
Oh, you got to have a dispatcher. Forgot about that.
Lady named Flo of some sort. Maybe a Sue or Susan.
Got a mouth on her like a sailor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really keeps these drivers in check. You know what I mean?
Sexually harassing all your drivers.
Yeah. Hey, Martinez, get your little dick over to 1000 fucking right RT32, bro. Before I get my little ass muddler and fucking load up
and your send muscle. Your ass over there and have them stuck all their trash up your ass and then make you walk bow-legged over to the landfill.
And how about that? How about that? Mm. You never know, man. Listen. But I don't know. I just I'm just really itching. Like I need something that just is on autopilot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if I'm taking home 25% profit and it's cost 75% to run the business. I'll take the 25% on roll. You know what I mean?
Maybe build a storage unit.
Well, my ultimate dream goal right now is to be able to build one of them warehouses where they have the league night. It's a little league that I play the Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
One of the metal kind of barns, but real big.
In the early days before you really saw storage units around, good buddy of mine, his family came from a family of bricklayers. So he had money young, whatever. He was an entrepreneur right away. And he came to me and he said, hey, I have this idea. There's this lot over here. It was right off the interstate too, right where we lived. And he said, it's for sale. What if we buy it and we put up a bunch of storage units there? And then in the other part of it, people can park their boats and trailers and shit. We pay them like you keep your boat there. After it's winterized, it stays in this part. And I was like, I don't know, man. Sounds pretty risky because I'm really good at identifying upcoming investment trends.
Yeah, you
and
are.
I didn't do it. Can you imagine? We would have been the first storage unit facility in that part of the Shelby County. We would have fucking been gajillionaires. Gajillionaires. I would have been Donald Trump of Shelby County, Indiana. Not as a bad person, Donald Trump, but my assets and holdings would have been similar.
I'll tell you what. You can't say that it wouldn't be. You know,
I would have probably owned the casino that's there now. That would have been me opening that casino.
I will say there's some news that just came in on the internet for me, Todd. So we all know that I tried out to be the McCormick fucking spice guy.
Yes.
They announced some chick named Jo Luna. A very pretty young lady here of Mexican descent from the city of El Paso. I got hey, Sean, thanks for submitting for the video, you dumb fuck. We received over 5,000 applications that were filled with so much humor, so much dancing, and so many tacos. I guess that means that's what I did. We appreciate all the time and effort you put into your submission. We're truly overwhelmed by your creativity. Now, this has got to be a fucking blanket. After much review, we've officially chosen this other chick and not you. You unfuck, you fuck. 2021 is not your year, and this just wanted to put a stamp on it. We hope you continue rebuilding your year after quite the career transition from last year to this year, Sean. We hope that you continue your passion for tacos, cornhole, sometimes posting episodes, the chef, and your Monday morning coffee sessions with your 10 friends. That's pretty nice, though. That's real nice. Her video better been fucking spectacular. I don't think it cared, bro. I don't think they cared. I think I was close, though. I think I'm the male version of this chick, bro.
I have no animosity towards her, but obviously, if you can get a talented female Hispanic spokesman, then that's one extra checkbox that you're not providing. Yeah. But who knows? Maybe she actually, you know, she could have been actually just fucking blown away. You know, they were blown away by her submission. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen. Who knows?
Well, you know what? It wasn't my time, Todd. The universe didn't want it to happen.
We're going
to
find out because she's going to be the spokesperson for the next year.
$100,000 for the next 4 months. God damn it.
Boom. It's a good chunk of change. 25 grand a month. Excuse me.
That's why I went.
That's just a lot of money. I just choked down.
That's why I went bonkers on the fucking. That's why I went bonkers in the video. I'll tell you what, I had another chance to submit for the for another reality show, but I was so nervous to, like, it was for the barbecue showdown on Netflix or whatever, that barbecue show. Mm-hmm. I'm just so paranoid of them forcing you for 3 months to not be able to have your phone and no entertainment. Just here's five books in your cock. Go have a good time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, listen, I could have a good time with five books in my cock. I'll sit on the books and play with my cock, but you know what I mean? Like, that's not the point. Like, if you get out, if you're the first person out, you have to sit around and smack off until the end.
I think I would do it, though. I you know, I'm too old for Big Brother, but maybe if they come out with a Big Uncle show or something, like, yeah. I would do it. You know what? Fuck it. 3 months out of my life. Usually I'm just.
I guess I should. Well, you know, I hesitated, though, for like a week, and then I missed a deadline. So I didn't know there was a deadline, but I sat on after I got the hot tip on the fucking audition or the submission. I didn't do it. And then I guess I should have gotten over the McCormick thing, knowing goddamn well 1 in 5,000 is a fucking long shot. You know, I mean, 1 in 36 is hot at the goddamn roulette table. And I sat there for 2 hours and I had a number. You know what I mean? So. But I'll tell you what, Todd, at least my ears are fucking loving me. You know what I mean?
They are. Absolutely.
I have a fucking set of ears.
You do have a set of ears.
I take care of my ears, Todd, and I won't let anything, and I mean anything, just go crawl into my ears, Todd.
Of course you won't.
Your ears
are a priority for you.
They are a big time priority. People know that about me. When they say Sean Latham, they automatically think, oh, the guy that keeps his ears a top priority.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say. Mm-hmm. And you know, Sean, there's so much going on in the world. We've already talked about so much. Everything that's going on, whether it's stuff that you're excited about, like the Guns Blazing podcast, mm-hmm. or stuff you'd rather not think about, like Facebook going down, somebody tripping over the cord and unplugging all your access to social media. You can't always control the vibes that are out there, but you can always control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ear holes.
I'll tell you what, Todd, I don't care. You know, if you use them to pump up, wind down, work in, work out, Raycons are my go-to for on-the-go audio, Todd. And you know this about me, man.
I do know it. And the new Everyday Earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. And listen, you've heard us push Raycons for a long time. You know that we use this product, and we have said some incredibly flattering shit straight from the heart, complete truth about them. And now we're telling you that the new Everyday Earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. You should be excited.
It's something to be excited about, guys, okay? We're talking about optimized gel tips for perfect in-ear fit. You know what I mean? Improved rubber oil look and feel. And these are impressive before you even start listening. That's how good they look, Todd. Like, before they even get in my ears, I'm looking at them. I'm like, Jesus, I would dry hump these things if I could.
When I unpackage these things, I stare. It was like when they opened the briefcase in Pulp Fiction. And yeah, the light just beams from it. I was transfixed. I'm like, what is this? This is so incredible. Like something that I'm not used to seeing from items within this industry. This is something special.
And I'll tell you what, you couldn't have been more hit it on the head when you said when you open. It's like when you open up the case and it's like the Pulp Fiction case when you open up a Raycon package. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the best part is that they got three new sound profiles to make sure everything you listen to sounds its best, Todd, with just the right amount of bass. Now we got pure mode. Okay, that's for like a podcast listening like this podcast, maybe jamming a little blues, some instrumental type just jazz, you know what I mean? Maybe just kind of relaxing. They got the balance mode, Todd. That's also more podcast listening, but also you can mix a little heavy rock, a little heavy metal in there. And then they got that bass mode for the EDM, the hip hop, the reggae. These guys are going above and beyond when it comes to a listening device in your ear, Todd. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Not just that, Sean. Not just that. There's also an all new awareness mode for when you need to listen to your surroundings instead. Can you imagine? Like, hey, maybe I'm in an environment where there's heavy machinery flying around at all times, mm-hmm. and I need to be aware for that beep, beep, beep sound so I don't get backed up over. Then yeah. I go to awareness mode. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life.
Jesus. Listen, I am not, and I repeat, I am not a mathematician, but that's over 2 days worth of battery life, Todd.
Over.
Actually,
it's over 1 day.
Just under 1 day.
It's between
Todd.
1 day and 2 days.
And I just told you I'm not a math guy. I just got so excited. I go, oh, wow, 36 is now more than 48 because I'm so pumped that it's a 32-hour battery life.
Come on. It's a lot. You get it. There's also a built-in mic that you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. You just press it. Boop. Hello.
Boop. Hello.
Hello.
This is Todd McComas, and I'm on my Raycons.
Boop.
Do you know what I mean?
Easy.
And here's the best part. Mm. All that stuff is great because you know what? It's not even at full price. It's at half the price of other premium audio brands, okay? But they sound better. They sound at minimum just as good for half the price. And Raycons even come with a 45-day. That's almost 2 months, Todd. 45-day happiness guarantee.
Wow. Listen, right now, currently, in the moment, Guns Blazing listeners can get 15% off the Raycon order at buyraycon.com/gunsblazing. That's buyraycon.com/gunsblazing to save 15% off on Raycons.
Hey, just in case you guys didn't hear that,
buyraycon.com/gunsblazing.
That's the hookup.
What a deal. What a company. They have been with us from the get-go. You know what? You're going to get earbuds somewhere. You're going to use wireless earbuds. Why not help us keep them on the team by getting yourself some Raycon wireless earbuds and using our discount link and code to do so?
That's a steal of a program right there, man. I mean, I can't even believe it, bro.
I mean, that's
I got a pair for the car. I got a pair for the house. I got a pair of my gym bag. And you know me, bro. Gym 5 days a week, 5 a.m. I'm up. I'm out the door. Raycon's in my ears.
Pumping iron, doing the cardio, listening to your favorite music and podcasts.
Hey, did you ever do this with paper? Hold on.
He's trying to do the whistle on the crease. Oh, yeah. I used to be good at it.
It was so fucking loud, bro.
I don't know if I
can do it. It was so loud. Let me see if I can do this, people. How did we used to do it?
I don't know, but I used to be good at it.
Oh, I got a noise out.
You got to pull it real tight.
Oh, you got to get it up there close to the ear. It's going to be close to the mouth.
I can't do it. Fuck it. Now I'm
pissed. Got it.
Ooh, nailed it.
Oh, nailed it. Sean, get in here. My dog has just ran into the room. That high-pitched noise.
Sorry, get you a piece of paper yourself or a dollar bill and work on your paper whistle. Good one.
Thank you.
And get you some Raycon wireless earbuds. Use our code. Use our link. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. Assuming that's not out right now.
That's not out. It's still good to go. That's okay. That's Google. That ain't Facebook.
Get on there. Don't overwhelm the servers. Don't all get on at the same time because there's no Facebook and Instagram right now. But you know what? Alternate. Get on there. Subscribe. We out of here?
Yes, sir.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.